This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for us to, this is sort of a combo effort here on Good Day. Normally, what has been the case on the countdown show that I do with Michael Harrison every week, an overview of the top stories, the top people that are being discussed on news talk radio stations. It's the same as the countdown on the music stations. The top 20, the top 10, the top 30, the top 40. And so a long time ago, Michael and I started doing this countdown on the air, and I've tried several different approaches to it over the years, bringing on people who were hosts as guests and talking about the issues with them. And then we took, for a long time, quotes and outtakes from various radio programs and hosts around the country to underscore or to make the point that would be the focus of whatever the stories are. For example, this week, the list of the top 10, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, has a lot of sports talk radio involved in it, the playoffs and then baseball, that sort of thing. And then there's focus on the Summer Olympics, number 8, the worry about the Zika virus and the impeachment of the president of Brazil. Number 7 item this week on the countdown is the focus on the 28 pages. This has been something that really got started on 60 Minutes. And the focus on the Saudis and how up to their mickey they were in what happened on September 11th. And yet it's been hidden. It's just all political baloney. But it is the subject of much scrutiny, as well it ought to be. Number 6, the situation in the Middle East. Number 5, the bathroom gender discussion, laws as to whether you can go in. As a matter of fact, I thought it was interesting this week in my town meeting. I'm a town meeting member in Framingham, Massachusetts, and we finished off our town meeting, and one of the issues was whether we ought to have special bathrooms for transgender students in schools. It didn't follow necessarily the same course that's happened in North Carolina, but the fact that we're even talking about it, I find fascinating, frankly. Number 4 item on the countdown this week is the focus on Facebook and whether or not they are juicing their coverage that people are passing around to various conservative issues. That is, are they editing out some of the things? That was the allegation. The situation with Obamacare and whether there's a ruling from the Supreme Court that basically takes away another part of Obamacare. And then, of course, the presidential race. So I have with me an esteemed group of radio talk professionals who happen to also work with me on the Good Day program. So we're going to, each week at this time, take apart the list, the stories. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, all of us with our thoughts about any or all of these things. Some may have legs. Some of these things may not have legs. For example, I don't know what else you can add to the conversation about what's going on in the Middle East. It's just, I don't find anything there that works me over.
Well, there were some new bombings this week, which made it, you know, people were talking about it again.
Yeah.
Made it a trending item.
But what's changing there, Jennifer?
Not much.
Nothing.
Sadly.
No, nothing's getting fixed. Nothing's really being done. We're just throwing more money in the form of all the stuff from the military-industrial complex. Good for them. Not good for the people who are in the way. It's pretty sickening, actually. Let's go to the number 10 and number 9 items here for a moment. Playoff action. Jennifer, you're a big hockey fan.
Are you disappointed?
Are you watching? What is going on with the...
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed. My Kings should have done a lot better. They dropped out relatively quickly in the first round. So if Nashville's still in it, I'm rooting for Nashville.
I thought the Kings were going to do. I'm a big hockey fan too, and I thought the Kings were may have gone all the way. So it's surprising. I think
they should have.
Gonna see, they should have.
On paper, they should have.
My Rangers imploded.
These two women,
Rangers
fans.
Are done.
Here's the problem.
The Islanders did well.
The Capitals were the best team in the league, and then they're out in the second round. So it's just
Well, and the Islanders did really well. The Islanders did really well, but then they just petered out and had no steam left. I actually think the Penguins, Pittsburgh Penguins, I think they're going to go all the way.
They always
could
be.
They look Nashville. Tough against the Caps. I mean,
they never Nashville only because I'm friends with the broadcaster, the play-by-play guy. But
really?
The Kings are out.
I thought Nashville was canceled this week.
And that too.
Doug, the most important sports story of the week.
Yes, Richie.
My Nationals, Max Scherzer, striking out 20.
Really?
Against
20?
Against his former team, the Detroit Tigers. All the while. Our former ace pitcher, Jordan Zimmermann, was pitching against us and his replacement, Max Scherzer. So this is a dramatic game. Each of the pitchers playing against their former teams, and Max Scherzer not having a great year so far, pulls out 20 strikeouts, and just a great, great, great thing to watch.
So this is what happens when you go to bed too early, guys. Nashville just got knocked out by the San Jose Sharks in Game 7.
I think San Jose's going all the way.
I can't stand San Jose, so let's knock those puppies out right now. Come on, St. Louis. I can't believe I'll be going for the Blues. Ugh.
Okay, boys and girls, thank you.
Tough.
See, I didn't have to do anything there. Just sat and listened to these people discuss the sorts of things that baseball. I'm usually into the Red Sox. I'm not much of a sports fan, but in this circumstance, the Red Sox have always sort of captured my imagination. But it never happens early in the season. It's always later in the season. We were talking earlier about how to watch some of these games. And we all decided collectively it's better to watch them on television than it is.
Can of America beer in your hand.
Right. Well, that was another thing. This week, Budweiser, if you didn't hear the story, this past week, Budweiser, the owners of Budweiser, that company from Brazil, Belgium, said they were going to change the name of the beer to America. And they got to put flags on the can.
Love it. They're going to put the Star Spangled Banner lyrics on the back. It would be cool.
But it's a horrible beer. Richie will be the first to tell
you.
It's a stupid idea.
Oh,
for a foreign-owned company to try and wave the flag in front of us.
It'll work.
But, Rich, they're pandering to us. It's an election year. This is going to sell until November. I mean, come on.
Let me tell you what Budweiser is doing in the beer industry. They are realizing that they are getting their you-know-whats handed to them by the craft beer industry. So you know what they're doing? They're buying up all the craft breweries.
Uh-huh.
Because they know that that's the future, that nobody wants to drink their watered-down, mass-manufactured garbage, and that this good craft beer is taking over the industry. So they're going out and buying this microbrewery and that microbrewery, and they will not make them massive. They will keep them just the way they are, because to be a microbrewery, you cannot brew over 6 million barrels a year.
Mm-hmm.
So they will keep them at 5.9 million barrels a year, and they will just buy up the industry and convert them.
5.9 million barrels of beer on the wall. 5.9 million.
I've tried 4.3 of them.
Have you?
Yes.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. All right, before we leave sports, I want you to know the Washington Redskins have finally dropped their offensive name. Dan Snyder this week, owner of the Redskins, has announced that he will drop Washington from the team name, and henceforth it'll be known as the Redskins.
Much better.
Want to know what is going on right there.
I'm all in.
After all, the Redskins are a potato, right? I grow red skin potatoes in my garden.
Love them.
We could call the team the Taters, the Common Taters. Yes, no?
Sure.
Who's afraid of a tater?
Who's afraid? Now, don't get me singing. It's 15 past the hour.
Good for Little League, the tater tots.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, Relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
A former dairy farmer's new book is a funny and sometimes touching look at life on the farm. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTVX 1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTVX 1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTVX 1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Dear County Agent Guy is an appropriate title for Jerry Nelson's new book because it points directly to the time when a South Dakota dairy farmer also became a writer.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when you think about it. It all started out with me just kind of noodling away and doing a spoof letter to Mel Kloster, my county agent, and that led to a newspaper column and getting published in magazines such as Successful Farming, and now a book.
The cover of Nelson's book includes a testimonial from Garrison Keeler, host of the well-known public radio program, A Prairie Home Companion.
I remember the first time I heard the news from Lake Wobegon, he was talking about all these people that I know. I thought, how does he know these people? And it's just like my small town of Olga. Then it occurred to me, well, maybe they take scripts. So I contacted one of his people, and they said, well, we don't take over the transom scripts, but go ahead and try. We don't care. And so I emailed them something, and lo and behold, it appeared on the radio the next weekend. So that was really cool.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
18 after the hour, we're reviewing the hot hits, according to Talkers Magazine, the big stories on News Talk Radio this week. When I say we are, I mean Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the situation in Brazil with the Olympics, maybe more the Zika virus, symptoms, the news this week on Zika, symptoms may vary. Testing is crucial. A lot of the athletes said they didn't want to go, and that seems to, they have like 500,000, 600,000 people expected there at the height of the season, although I did see something that suggested that the Zika virus may be waning or might by the time we get there, but still, it scares everybody. Is that all it is? Is it a scare, or is it something, would any of you go to the Olympics?
Oh, no. Just because it's boring.
Yeah.
And, I mean, no.
I wouldn't go just because it's going to be a mess. They don't have the construction done. They don't have the infrastructure for it. The president and everybody on the Olympic committee is on the take.
The president just got fired this week or got impeached and thrown out. So now there's a new president
and
in there.
I just want to point this out because you know I never miss an opportunity to throw a little arrow at our president, President Obama. Remember he actually made that unprecedented trip to go fight for the Olympics in the United States and he lost to Brazil. Where they have the Zika virus, no president, and a mess. I don't understand.
Well, he didn't know all those things were going to happen. But, yeah, it is a mess. And so under the but the world is chaotic. There's so much stress in the world. Things are just like
not in my corner of it.
No, you're having a nice time, Richie?
Yeah. It's a sunny beach where I am.
That's cool, calm, and
you're
collected.
A sunny beach.
Right. Yes, I am. Sun beach.
Wait a minute, I didn't translate that until... Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh!
It, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It took me a minute to get that. Yes, it did, yeah. All right, more conversation about the hot hits in News Talk Radio as we continue the quasi-countdown here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Conversation about the hot hits in News Talk Radio here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, saying hi to the people listening in Austin, in and around the Austin, Texas area, Raleigh, North Carolina, Indianapolis, and all over Indiana, Milwaukee, all over Wisconsin, Providence, and all over... I was at a dinner. It was kind of not a roasting, but it was a tribute to people who have been big in Rhode Island radio. They have an annual awards dinner every year, the Radio Hall of Fame, and a lot of states do that.
Do they honor Buddy Cianci? Because he just died, right?
Well,
he died?
He had been somebody who he was a talk show host on WPRO for a long time. He also was a mayor of Providence, and he also was in jail twice.
Yeah, and he has pasta sauce.
They talked about him as the only person who had ever been inducted into the Hall of Fame and indicted, which was kind of but look at the people who do talk radio programs. It does. I mean, look at some of the characters that we work with, Richie, like Gordon Liddy.
Yeah.
Some of the best people doing this have been some of the most controversial or people who have done some of the weirdest things. And does that make them more interesting because they've led a life of crime? Or they just seem to be corrupt, or
besides you, of course, bigger hosts that I work with were Ollie North and Gordon Liddy.
Right, mm-hmm. Couple of crooks.
There you go. I came out of
both very likable, wonderful.
Colorful.
Yeah, they are very nice human beings. I like both of them a lot.
I came out of the used car business into radio, and I said the only thing that changed was the product. The people are the same.
We're all crooks.
No.
Like yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
All right. So the attention given to bathroom gender laws Caitlin Smith, I think more to the point in talking about this, because when she went into the Trump Tower, she said, I'm going into the Trump Tower and go to the bathroom. Okay, so we know the back and forth of what's going on in North Carolina and the pressure that's being brought to bear by artists and companies and that sort of thing. What I find most interesting this week is that there's a rumor floating around that Caitlyn Jenner doesn't like being a woman and wants to go back to being a man.
Yeah.
So
it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, you know.
Right. I've heard that. Well, so what happened? I mean, how do you... I was just sort of visualizing. Maybe I shouldn't go there. How do you do this?
Don't go there because you can't unsee that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, but, yeah, I mean, you're... notice, do you take it off and you put it back on again?
Well, that hasn't happened yet, but she's added boobs, so they have to come off.
The top.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? So that's easy enough then.
Yeah.
Well,
good deal. Yeah. Okay, maybe.
It's not really. I mean, the boob, I mean, come on.
But
what's the big deal?
Whether she has boobs or not?
Hey, Doc, take them off. Come on.
Right. Well, a lot of women who have it enhanced. I mean, people have surgery on both sides. They have their various parts enhanced, and so you just reverse the operation.
The idea is when you start posing for pictures and stuff like that, you make such a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
you just kind of have to stick with it. You know, it was really interesting. I was hosting a morning show in Los Angeles yesterday, and we got a phone caller, and he was a gay gentleman who said he could not stand Caitlyn Jenner because he's just sort of made it, or she has made a circus out of the whole movement and really done a disservice to gay and lesbian people throughout the country. And I
thought
that
was a really
interesting perspective.
Yeah, it's been a disservice to the Olympics because she's supposed to be getting some award, right, as an Olympian that she didn't win as a she won it as a he. So why, what is it, somebody wants to take the award away from her? If I remember correctly, the Olympic, Bruce Jenner won, I think it was 76. Okay. But anyway, there are those who want to take that away from her because her didn't win it. He did. Him did, not her did. Wow.
Who's on first?
Yes, thank you. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen with the Countdown Groupies here on Good Day.
The Top Radio Countdown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the Good Day version of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That is, the people who are on the Good Day program with me every day during the week are with me to discuss the charts put out by Talkers Magazine. I explained earlier on in this hour, we've done this program, Michael Harris and I, together for 14 or 15 years, and the idea was to get the pulse of what people are talking about, the pulse of the nation, if you will. The same as with the music charts. There are a lot of the various formats, whether they're country or adult contemporary or oldies or whatever it is, rhythm and blues, rap. You have the top 10. Some stations do the top 20 of the week, the top 30, top 40, like in the old days of the American Casey Kasem of American Top 40. So we've done that with the talk issues, but we stick to 10. And so early on when we tried this, I used to interview a lot of talk radio hosts and put their perspective on it. And then we started taking sound from various programs. And I've decided it was time for a change. So I'm taking the people that I respect who are on the Good Day program with me every weekday. And then because what we do on the Good Day program is not necessarily focused on all of these items, although we will talk about many of them. We certainly have talked about the bathroom issue, the Facebook issue this week, the presidential race, the Summer Olympics, that sort of thing. You can see the list if you go to talkers.com, and it is an exercise sort of in getting into your brain, expanding your brain, listening to what other people have to say about some of these issues, because I have this group of people together because we're all friends, but they're different points of view, different attitudes, different opinions about things, whether it's all the way up or down, from what to do with Obamacare, a presidential race, that sort of thing, which are two of the items that are at the top of the list. And I can't really wrap myself around the conversation this week of the funding ruling from the Supreme Court on Obamacare, because just one more thing. It has become so confusing. It has become so distressing, frankly. And whenever I talk about this, I think about what Rich told me about his reality, how it's changed when Obamacare first went in, and how good it was for many people because they could get insurance and they could, it was affordable. But then, you know, the system broke down quickly. And now, people like you who have families have to be, what's your example? You have
it's a family of four. Ways. I have a family of four, and my my monthly premium went up $300 this year. And I talked to friends.
Monthly. That is, when that's you think about it, that's $3,600 a year.
And I talked to friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, mine went up. And my deductible went from $4,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
Wow. That's nuts.
So, yeah, it is. You nuts. Know, hey, listen, I'm all in if we all pay a little more to help the people who aren't covered. But right there, $300 a month and $6,000 a year, I'm covering another two people myself.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. You are, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. I think they were banking
and
on the
I've
fact
lost
that
employees because of it.
Right. Oh, yeah. But of course. But I think they were banking on the fact that young people in their 20s would just jump at the chance to get insurance, and that was going to take care of the system and regulate things and regulate prices for families. And no, because young people think that they can get away with using the urgent care or paying as they go, and it's not worth the money. I mean, I know someone who just signed up for Obamacare and is paying, and she doesn't make that terrible, huge amount of money. She's paying $350 a month. That's meaningful to someone who's not making that much.
Right.
That's what I was paying. I was paying $365. But they said that the New York marketplace had some better deals than some other states did. So it's also a state's issue and not
yeah.
just a federal thing. So, and I agree with Doug. It's very convoluted now. And it's I like the idea of it, but it definitely needs to be fixed.
It's a disaster. It needs to be bombed and retooled from the bottom
up. But if you loosen the restrictions on business, and if you do what Donald Trump is talking about, where you open up the competition between the states, I think you will see those rates start to drop. I mean, the one good thing, actually, I think there's two good things about Obamacare, and you know I don't love to say a lot of great things about it, but one is that you're able to track what type of prescription drugs people are using, because the abuse of prescription drugs in this country is ridiculous, and they're putting a system into place where they're actually keeping an eye on who's using what
prescription. Yeah, they passed like 19 laws this week trying to curb opiate abuse.
It's ridiculously big, and I think that's one positive that can come out of this. And then, of course, the other one is people that are too sick to get coverage. Those are the people that really need insurance, and it doesn't discriminate against those people, which I think is a good thing.
Which are the only ones that are signing up for it.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Well, no, that's not true. Because young women are. Because young women, to have an annual physical and an annual gyno appointment included in your plan, that's important for young women, and a lot of young women I know have signed up for it and love it. Now, young guys who think they're invincible, they're not signing up.
So the young guys are the reason I'm paying $300 more.
It's not the only reason. I'm just saying it's
$1,000.
I'm just saying it's one of them.
Right.
My son is in his late 30s. He signed up for this when at first, well, he tried to seven times and never could. Finally got into some program. But it is, he's single. And I believe he has a $7,000 deductible. And so what good is it?
You can't use it.
$300, you can't use it for anything.
Yeah.
So what's the point? Unless you have some catastrophic circumstance, you get cancer or you're in a car accident or something like that, it is absolutely, flatly, undeniably useless.
Here might be the good thing there. I have an HSA, a health savings account.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And, yeah, it's a great idea because you put money into your account every month and you use it as needed.
Yep.
And so you have catastrophic insurance for big things, And then the little things just kind of come out of your account. And one of the things that makes you do is look at the bill every time you go to the doctor. Whereas most time, people just hand over their insurance card and blindly walk out, and they don't care what the doctor charges. Even if the doctor is gaffing the insurance company, they don't care.
And a lot of them do.
So if people like your son have a $6,000 deductible and have to pay the first $6,000, he's going to be paying attention to those bills every single time. And that's really one of the problems here.
Well,
maybe it'll bring the cost of health care down, and then we're all back into a good boat there.
What he's doing is paying attention to his health. That's what
another
he's
good
doing.
Thing.
And that is a very good thing. So there are good things that come out of this and not so good things. There's still those people who are frustratingly stubborn and continue to abuse themselves. You see this all the time. And I just, you know, I just wonder sometimes out loud, under my breath, what are you doing in there eating that stuff? That kind of thing. But it just is, we have made it so easy for people to get away with stuff in this country, and including ripping off the system, because you can go into any hospital emergency room, get whatever care you need. If you don't have any money, you walk out the door. Who do you think's paying for that? It's the same as the insurance.
Right.
It's the same deal. Exactly. Exactly the same deal. Conversation about the issues of the week. The stories from the Talkers Countdown. Charts for the week of May 9th to the 13th. I'll give you the people list in a moment here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for some social media comments on the countdown. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. The comments this week surround a couple of things, including a discussion by millennials of slave reparations. Should there be payments to black people who are alive today that are related to those who suffered under slavery? Michael writes, I'm guessing that almost any study of any topic would show that millennials have a different view than those responsible adults over the age of 65. Race-baiting surveys like this are designed to make people look bad. Jake writes, current administration, mainly the president, has picked the scab off of an old wound, that is race relations. They've divided the country even further, delaying the healing process. And Richie writes, as soon as reparations are paid to the American Indians for the ground that was taken from them, then we'll be okay. Comments, send them our way, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
46 past the hour, the Good Day Gang talking about the top stories of the week, including the people. That would be Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. The people on the list, Stephen Curry. Let's see here. Dilma Rousseff. Why do I not know who Dilma Rousseff is?
Brazil's president.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Why didn't...
I'm surprised I knew that.
Yeah, I am, too. But now I remember. Yeah, that's her name.
Stephen Curry, too.
It's Stephen Curry.
Stephen Curry.
He's a basketball player. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
The basketball player.
Alan Stodd.
This week, yes. Stephen Curry, yeah, was the first basketball, the first most valuable player ever to get a unanimous vote.
Yes, I saw
all,
that.
All 420 yeah votes, I think it is,
went to him.
Voted for him. Never happened before.
Yeah, interesting.
He's that good.
Bashir al-Assad's 8, Vladimir Putin 7, Ben Rhodes 6, Bernie Sanders 5, Paul Ryan 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Barack Obama 2, Donald Trump 1. Presidential race. Could Elizabeth Warren take the VP spot with Hillary? That's the discussion. Two women. Apparently she gets under Donald Trump's skin. She gets under mine, I know that. And she could draw in Bernie Sanders supporters, so they think. I just get a kick out of looking around at all these people who have said there's not going to be a Trump presidency, he can't even win primaries, and the juggernaut just continues. So, and a lot of ancillary things this week, the Ryan meeting and how it went, and Ryan sounded like, oh, he's an okay guy. And I mean, you know they all are going to come together sooner or later, with the exception of maybe Mitt Romney, who makes himself sound more foolish every day. I've always liked the guy, voted for him, and liked him as governor of Massachusetts, but I'm very disappointed. He just needs to leave this alone. But he doesn't seem to be able to, for whatever the reason. Pretty much everybody else is, okay, so this is the way the guy is. Maybe he should change, but he's just gotten into it. And the business about the tax returns, he sounds like Hillary Clinton when he's talking about, ah, I got to have those tax returns. And by the way, that's something I never understood. I don't give a damn what the president's tax return. What possible difference does it make how much money he or she makes, or what's in their tax returns? Do you think they're going to be dumb enough if they're running for public office to have something in their tax return that's going to catch them?
Is it a double standard that I do want to see a politician's, because a lifelong politician, career politician,
well,
because I want to know that something they're doing legally, making laws, is not benefiting them in the back door?
Yeah.
Whereas Donald Trump, I don't know that it bothers me. I know what to expect on his.
Yeah,
he's not getting any laws passed that are benefiting him. Well, he's paying Hillary off, and maybe she's doing it for him or whatnot.
Maybe.
There we are, the conspiratorialist among us.
You never know.
Right. So, anyway, you see all the people coming in line, lining up behind, to a point, Trump. And I don't know that he really cares, or at least outwardly he doesn't seem to care. one way or the other.
Well, so, I think Paul Ryan needs Trump more than Trump needs Paul Ryan. I mean, Donald Trump won the primary without any of the establishment's help.
None.
And so
no
the
help.
Establishment yeah. needs to sort of fall behind Donald Trump now. And, yeah, would it be nice for them to unite behind him? Yes. Does he need them to win a general election? No.
But he gets elected. Yeah, he's going to need cooperation.
Yeah.
The Paul Ryan backing will go a long way to get people like me who are annoyed by people like Trump to go, okay, I feel better. I know that he's got people with him and keeping him from being crazy.
Yeah, that's the idea. All right, 50 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan here on Good Day. One of the things that people have decided they would like to be heard or seen on this week in terms of social media comments is George Zimmerman selling his gun. And we pretty much all heard that 9mm gun that was used to kill Trayvon Martin. He wants to sell it. Margaret writes, I believe the evidence showed Zimmerman was attacked and was defending himself, but this is just bizarre. My question is, who would want to buy this thing? Jerry writes, turns my stomach to know this piece of crap is still out there. And let's see here. Mulder24 writes, there's a lot of interest in the weapon. It'll command a fair price. So comments from you, that's all fair game. It's Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Or if you want to send an email along, use the old way of doing it. It's Doug@DougSteffen.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The big medical news of the week, big stories, top stories from the world of medicine. The research done by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the official keeper of that information, with an update on a lot of the information that you are going to be reading more about or hearing about this week and into the weekend. I suppose the update on Zika, the Zika virus, we're going to get a shot, we're going to have testing. What are we going to have?
Doug, this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the dermatology edition this week. The problem with diagnosing Zika is the virus shares many characteristics with other illnesses. Symptoms are usually mild and short-lived, lasting 2 to 7 days, but Zika exposure in pregnancy raises the risk for microcephaly. This is a serious birth defect affecting a baby's head and brain size. Zika also is associated with Guillain-Barré syndrome. This is a rare nervous system illness. The U.S. mainland has seen just 472 cases, all contracted outside the country, but the CDC is predicting Zika-carrying mosquitoes will threaten the Gulf states, including Florida, Louisiana, and Texas by this summer. Zika rashes, they present as tiny, closely set red bumps that spread from the upper to the lower half of the body over several days. The tiny red patches also tend to appear on the roof of the mouth, and eyes may appear bloodshot, though not all patients will have all of these symptoms. Ultimately, your doctor will need blood and or urine samples to confirm the presence of the Zika virus. The urine test seems to be very promising, so we may be able to avoid blood soon. With no known treatment for vaccine for Zika, Doug, we recommend long-sleeved clothing and deet-laced repellent to limit risk or avoid regions where the virus is circulating.
You know, isn't it interesting how the news media and its cycles are so obvious when it comes to this? Zika was the big deal. It got screaming headlines, people saying, what are we going to do about this? It'd be the end of the world. And now, I haven't, other than you talking about this, I haven't heard a word about this for weeks.
Well, down here in Florida, people are talking about it because there are continuously new cases, and there is this great concern. The CDC is stating that we're going to see this here in Florida this summer.
All right, Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, and as so, when we're having conversations, especially about heart disease, things of the heart, circulation, et cetera, there's a lot of credibility in what he suggests is the answer to particular questions. This heartburn drug that is not good, apparently, what drug are we talking about here?
Exactly. Nexium. This is out of circulation research. Heart disease, kidney disease, and dementia have all been linked to long-term PPIs, the proton pump inhibitor usage, and such drugs as Nexium over-the-counter. You've used them. We may now understand why it appears that prolonged exposure to these drugs leads to premature biological aging of the cells that line the interior of the blood vessels. They're called endothelial cells. Physicians should consider PPIs only for short-term use for relief of symptoms of GE reflux disease.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Stay away from the proton, what do you call them, pump? What are those?
Inhibitors, long-term. Short-term, it's okay, but these are not meant to be taken permanently.
I've only used them short-term. You know, isn't it interesting? Because of your advice, a lot of other people are using Super Beats as well. What message do you have for people who are concerned about their blood pressure, especially, and what they have to be concerned about after Super Beats versus before Super Beats?
Well, this is fine and safe for long-term use, because if you don't, you'll have a deficient level of nitric oxide, and nitric oxide is the third important gas that your body continuously must make. And as we get older, if we don't have enough building blocks to make the nitric oxide, we'll be deficient in it. And Super Beats or Neo 40 is the way to get the building blocks. And this is from Nobel Prize winning research. The body needs to continuously have a supply of nitric oxide to spray the blood vessels to open it up so that the red blood cells can move through, delivering the oxygen from head to toe. Without it, the whole body doesn't work properly.
Take Dr. Ken's advice. Order Super Beats now, 800-655-4183. And with your new order, you'll get a 30-day supply free of Super Beats. This is terrific energy, terrific safety for your body. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice every day. 800-655-4183. That's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here on the program every week to overview the top five stories from the world of medicine, the research that's been done that affects you the most.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.